Welcome to the second episode of our podcast series, The Daylight Robbers, where we expose conmen who confuse the public on daily basis. My name is Joshua, your host, the producer of the podcast and the victim of this scam. On the last episode, I received the first call from Mr. Patrick and he directed me to call Mr. Saidi, a salesman from the food preservative company. I called him at first but went out of airtime before I could continue. I called him again and now let's see how this went like.
What that? I think I went out of airtime.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, this is an office. I've looked for the baggage which has told you. Okay. Which I was asking you. You have different brands and types of retail. You have Macroline, Ficoline, Castoline, Vicoline. So which preservative do you exactly prefer?
Castoline.
Liquid or powder?
Liquid.
Liquid, it is available, sir. You said you need which brands?
I need Sweden and Denmark.
Sweden and Denmark. They are available.
In which quantities can I get up to 40 liters for Denmark and for Sweden, 40 also?
They are available, sir. Well, you need in quite a big number. Why didn't you come to the company? It's already open.
Where is it opened?
We are in Adumi.
You're in Adumi?
Yes.
Which side of Adumi exactly?
Main Street.
Adumi Main Street.
Yeah, where are you?
Now, you should actually know that Adumi, as he claimed, is a very small border village, not very far from Arua town. However, it does not have any single streets except for one single highway connecting to the neighboring Democratic Republic of the Congo. So, it was at this point that all my doubts were cleared to be true about this scam. However, I still played along.
And I'm also in town. I'm around town.
You're around town?
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you know the prices?
What are the prices? Per liter?
Per liter, if it is my company to transport for you, a liter is 2.9, sorry, it is at 3 million shillings, that is Denmark. And Sweden, same price, that is if the transport is mine. And if you're having your own transport, it is just 2.9. Yes.
3 million, 2.9 without transport.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can we meet in town right now and be able to, because I have my transport means.
You have your own transport. That means it's 2.9. And we normally supply registered companies because these products are very expensive. So most people don't have money on spot.
Now, when I wanted to meet, he immediately looked for an excuse not to meet me, and this is what he said.
So you have to do a registration with our company, which takes 14 working days.
Why should I register with your company if I have my own company?
No, what I'm saying, for us to know your company that we can supply you and you keep paying later.
For me,
you understand. Unless you're paying with cash, then it is okay.
Yeah, I want to pay you with cash.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so can you set up a meeting today?
We have the company open.
At this point, I wanted to test his knowledge about the location he told me earlier, so I asked him again his location and he actually could not even remember.
Yeah, your location please again?
Let me send you a location now.
On SMS?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that is it for the second episode of this podcast, The Daily Robbers. By the way, for the record, he never sent me the location on SMS as promised. In our third episode, I called Mr. Patrick to give him feedback from Mr. Saidi. Be sure to listen. Please share this podcast with your friends and family such that they do not fall victims of such scammers. Please follow me on Instagram. My handle is Josie Joshua Official and on Twitter, Josie Joshua. See you on the next episode.